ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a question that you know a lot of people often ask, and that question is related to poverty. You know, this is a problem that a lot of people are afflicted with, and you know, nobody wants to remain in this state. Everybody who is in this state wants to get out of it, or a lot of times they ask, how can we, you know, get rid of poverty, get out of our poverty? Or a lot of times people ask, what is it that has brought this state about for us? You know, what has caused this to happen? So let's look at some of the things that cause a person to become poor or which bring about poverty in a person. In one blessed hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, he who acts poor will become poorer. And this is one of the things that bring about poverty. If you're not poor, but you act poor, right? For some reason, maybe you want to attract sympathy of other people, or you might want to, you might be lying to them because you want to, you know, get money from them or whatever. This is one of the things that eventually lead to the poor person really becoming poor. In another hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet said, trustworthiness attracts wealth, and treachery attracts poverty. Another characteristic or, you know, attribute that leads to a person becoming poor is treachery. And in one of these, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, poverty is decreed on those who indulge in it, meaning the world, dunya, and those who turn away from it will be helped with ease. Meaning a person who is constantly or is infatuated with not being poor, or meaning if he's infatuated and obsessed with becoming rich, and eventually he ends up becoming poor. But people who shun the world and turn away from it, you know, their lives are financially, they become enriched and they live in ease. Another reason for a person becoming poor is if a person, you know, constantly asks others for money or begs them to give and assist him with, you know, financially. This is one of the things that leads to poverty. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, whoever opens the door of begging to themselves, Allah will open them a door of poverty. And one of the ways that a person becomes poor, and this is interesting, that if a person tries to earn a living, you know, by falsely or someone misuses the names of the A'imma alayhimus salam and tries to earn a living through that by, you know, taking recourse to the Imams alayhimus salam, this is another way that a person can become poor. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following to Abu Nu'man, do not earn a living from people through us, by misusing our name. For by that, Allah will increase you in nothing but poverty. And finally, it's been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, any man who invokes Allah against his son, meaning if a person prays, against his son, curses his son, asks Allah to send his curse upon his own son, Allah will make this person poor and bequeath to him poverty. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at things that bring poverty down upon a person in the light of the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
حي يا ضيف.